Jurbit is our product that we're launching. Actually, it's been launched the last couple of months. We like to call it a world's first job dating site. It really has nothing to do with the job dating. It just uses the principles of dating sites and applying them to job searches.
Well, where did this idea come from?
Well, Cheryl, I've been an entrepreneur for the last 20 years, ever since I came to Canada. And then one of the problems that I've noticed in my business and in my clients' businesses was the huge employee turnover. And we kind of started thinking about it, like nobody has ever approached it from this standpoint. A true matching is never being achieved. A lot of companies out there, a lot of programs, they claim that they do the matching correctly and all that kind of stuff, but they don't. Reason being is because everything is based on keywords. And our software doesn't use keywords. We're actually using a numerical system to do the matching, and it works fantastic.
If someone were to go to your website, to Jurbit, what would they see?
There are three different levels of users on our site. The workers and the employers are the most important ones, so I'm going to talk about them for a second. Employees looking for work or looking for career change, all they need to do is they come to our site and they input their master resume into our site. They fill in all the information about their previous work experiences, skills that they acquired while working, their education, things like that. And then Jurbit matches them with the employer's requirements. It's as simple as that.
And where do you get the employer's information from?
Employers are registering also on their site. They're putting in their company profile, and they're putting in their requirements for certain job positions that they need filled. And then our system does the matching.
And is there a charge for this?
Employees are not paying anything. It's definitely free for all workers that are free to join. Employers are paying, let's call it a symbolic fee, to post their quote-unquote ad. We structured that in such manner that it's a lot cheaper to do the actual ad posting. And based on the results that we're having right now, our system is saving employers over 300% overall on their hiring expenses.
What types of jobs or employers, what sorts of areas are you working in?
Well, Jurbit doesn't discriminate in any way, shape, or form. So it works equally efficient for little mom-and-pop operation, as well as for huge corporations that might be hiring hundreds or thousands of people. The only thing that I think we're not strongly focused on yet is the upper echelon of employers, like think vice presidents of operations and that kind of stuff. You need a little bit more in-depth searches when you're looking for something like that, right? But that's probably the 5% of the market that we're not encompassing in our little venture.
And are you focusing just on Alberta or a bigger market than that?
Jurbit is Canada-wide. Yes, Canada-wide. And in the near future, probably in the next year or so, we're planning on expanding to Australia, actually.
Now, you mentioned that there were three aspects to it. So what else should people know about the website?
Okay, well, the third aspect has to do with the immigration. In current markets, there is no such thing as a program that would bring together employers willing to hire foreign workers. Foreign workers looking to come into Canada, and immigration experts. So we designed that also.
Now, what is your background in computer software and that you could pull this all together?
Well, I wish I can take all the credit for that, Cheryl, but I can't because I'm not a computer programmer. I have a really good team of people working on my side. I'm brains of the operation and the sales guy.
And what were you doing before this?
Well, I've studied the political science and journalism at the University of Zagreb a long, long time ago. And ever since I came to Canada, I was running a fairly successful food wholesale business. So nothing really similar to this.
So that's really quite a gap.
Yeah, it is.
What brought it together?
my entrepreneurial spirit, I believe. I really want to help, especially in this situation, the way the markets are acting right now. I really want to help people find meaningful and get through connections while they're looking for work.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, there's a little bit of altruism in there.
And what is the website address, Dushko?
The website address is www.joorbit.com. So joorbit.com.
And what does that stand for?
To be completely honest, it really doesn't stand for much. It's just a name that we derived from Job Orbit. But it doesn't really mean anything. Like, you know, when people ask me that, I usually say, why Google? Right? The word Google is not associated with searches. It is now, but...
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's been a pleasure talking to you.